السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the greatest objective in this world, the greatest and noblest objective of this world is to realize the Tawheed of Uluhiyya, the Kalimatul Haqq, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is the greatest truth, and this is the greatest objective for which a person should live. So therefore, it is an obligation upon all people to comprehend the meaning of La ilaha illallah, to understand the objectives and the conditions that one must fulfill in order to truly live by La ilaha illallah, and to understand the prerequisites and to act in accordance to the word La ilaha illallah. There is no deity, there is none worshipped in truth except Allah Azza wa Jal. My beloved brothers in Islam, La ilaha illallah is a mighty statement. It is a powerful statement. Some people, they say La ilaha illallah, and it's only a few words that are said on their tongue without any reality. And in fact, someone came to Hassan al-Basri and they said to him, isn't La ilaha illallah, whoever says it will enter paradise? And Hassan al-Basri, in his fiqh, in his knowledge, he said, whoever says La ilaha illallah and fulfills its haqq, its conditions, its prerequisites, that person will enter paradise. And Al-Wahab ibn al-Munabbah, one of the great scholars, somebody came to him and he said, they asked him, isn't the key to paradise saying La ilaha illallah? So Al-Wahab ibn Munabbah, he said, every key, it has to have teeth. If you bring a key but it doesn't have the right teeth, it won't open the lock. And Al-Hasan al-Basri, on another occasion, he was sitting with Al-Farazdaq, one of the Arab poets. And Al-Farazdaq, he had said some calumnies against his wife. And so Hasan al-Basri, he said, don't you fear the day? What have you prepared to meet your Lord? And Al-Farazdaq, he said, for 70 years, I have been saying, La ilaha illallah. So Hasan al-Basri, he said, that's a wonderful preparation. But don't you know that La ilaha illallah has conditions? It has conditions in order to be accepted. So he said, beware of accusing an innocent woman of inchastity. So it is obligatory upon every person to act in accordance to the meaning of La ilaha illallah, to fulfill its foundation, its intended meaning, and which is acknowledging the wahdaniyya. It is singling out Allah alone for worship, for all acts of worship, for all types of divinity, and negating divinity from anything other than Allah, from negating shirk with Allah Most High. It is a mighty and heavy statement. It is something that is not simply speech that has no reality, or it has no implication. Rather, it is magnificent and greater than any other word that a person could speak, greater in meaning than any other word. Its foundational meaning, La ilaha illallah, there is no deity worshipped in truth except Allah. Its foundational meaning is that there is no divinity ascribed to anything other than Allah. Even if it's an honorable angel or a noble prophet, he does not have divinity. All divinity is to Allah alone. And anybody who ascribes deity or divinity to other than Allah, then he is the most guided of the misguided. And he has done the greatest of all injustice. And he is the furthest away from the straight path. It is a powerful statement. And it doesn't benefit the one who says it unless he knows what it implies, that he must negate all forms of worship to anything other than Allah Azza wa Jalla. The person should know with a surety that the only thing that is worshipped in truth is Allah Azza wa Jalla. And it must require sincerity from a person's heart, and abandoning all other things that are worshipped. Allah says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. In the Arabic language, when you place the object before the verb, you alone we worship. This means that you're singling out that object for worship. Not, we don't say, we worship you, O Allah. Somebody could say, we worship you and we worship others beside you. But you alone we worship, and from you alone we seek help. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. لا إله إلا الله, it implies that a person does not submit or surrender himself to anything except Allah the One and Unique. He establishes Allah's Lordship with a pure Tawheed. This Tawheed, it raises him above the filth of Shirk. He takes his nafs away from associating partners from Allah and brings him into the light of Tawheed and purifies him from superstitions and false notions. Tawheed, it honors a person beyond submitting to any of his peers or anybody lower than him. He only submits to his Creator. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ. They have not been commanded except to worship Allah sincerely, offering him complete devotion and true in faith. La ilaha illallah means negating and absolving ourselves from all those things that people worship. All of the false deities that people worship, from intercessors, from partners with Allah, having a child or having a wife, even if they claim it to be a noble angel. And it means that we must turn to Allah in all cases, devoting ourselves to Allah in humility and submission, in seeking and desiring only from Allah, trust and reliance only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua and requesting only towards Allah, hope and fear only in Allah. We don't place our hope and our fear in anything aside from Allah Azza wa Jalla. The people of La ilaha illallah, they do not direct worship to anything other than Allah Almighty. They don't ask except from Allah. They don't make dua except to Him. They don't sacrifice to anything other than Him. And they do not have their reliance or make oaths except for His sake. They rely entirely upon Him. And so when they desire any sickness to be removed from them, any ill that has come to them, any harm that has afflicted them, they go straight to Allah Azza wa Jalla. They go to Allah alone. Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, say indeed, my prayer and my sacrifice, my life and my death, everything is for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. La sharika la, He has no partner. This is what I have been commanded to do, and I am the first of those who submit. And La ilaha illallah, it has conditions, it has shurut, in order to be accepted. From the first condition that the ulama mention is ilm, understanding the true meaning of La ilaha illallah. Allah says, fa'alam annahu La ilaha illallah. It is knowing that what we have just mentioned of denying divinity from all things and all deities except Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the first condition of La ilaha illallah is to understand the true meaning of negating all false deities and worshipping Allah alone. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man mata wa huwa ya'lamu annahu la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah." Whoever dies and he knows that there is no deity worshipped in truth except Allah, that person will enter paradise. Rawahu Muslim. And from the conditions of La ilaha illallah is to believe in it with yaqeen, to have complete yaqeen without any doubt in it, to be absolutely have conviction and no doubt or ambiguity in the statement of La ilaha illallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. The believers, they are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Then they had no doubt after that. They didn't have shakiness in their faith. They didn't worship Allah on an edge. When it is beneficial for them, they worship Allah, but when it is difficult and hard, they turn back on their heels. This is not from those who fulfill the condition of La ilaha illallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, as was narrated by Imam Muslim, I bear witness that there is no deity worshipped in truth except Allah, and I bear witness that I am the messenger of Allah. No servant meets Allah with these words without doubting them, except that they will enter paradise. So one cannot have doubt in his faith. He has to have yaqeen that this universe is controlled by Allah alone. And from the conditions of La ilaha illallah is ikhlas, sincerity. To have the sincerity free of riya, free of showing off, free of shirk and ostentation. And sincerity means one acts in accordance to what he says. If somebody says La ilaha illallah, but he does haram, he looks at haram, he steals, he sells haram, he eats haram, then is he sincere in his statement of La ilaha illallah? Is that sincerity? So one has to act in accordance to what he says. This is sincerity. Allah says, Ala lillahi ad-deenul khalis. To Allah is the religion that is khalis, is pure. The religion has to be pure for Allah, sincere for Allah, otherwise Allah will leave the person and those that he committed shirk with. And also in Bukhari, we see that the Prophet ﷺ, he said to Abu Huraira, the quickest way to have my intercession, the shafa'a of Rasulullah ﷺ, is the one who says La ilaha illallah sincerely from his heart. This is how we obtain this intercession of Rasulullah. By saying La ilaha illallah sincerely, which again it means we act in accordance to what it implies. We live according to it, not for showing off, not for any other worldly reason. And my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the conditions of La ilaha illallah is siddiq, truthfulness. Saying a word of truth, speaking it truly on the tongue and in the heart, so that La ilaha illallah is manifested on the limbs, and the servant, he falls into submission to the commands of Allah and His Messenger. This is true truthfulness. When somebody is true to Allah, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah said, we have tested the people before you. He sends tribulations and fitna upon them, so that Allah will see, He will know those who are true in their faith. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. Allah will know who was really true in His worship, and Allah will know those who are liars. When the tribulation comes to a person, if he is sincere, if he is truthful, then he will hold on to the kalima of Tawheed, no matter how much harm comes to him. But those who are the liars, they turn back on their heels. And in the Sahihain, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, there is no one who bears witness that there is La ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah truthfully from his heart, save that Allah has forbidden the fire for him, if it comes truly from his heart. And from the conditions of La ilaha illallah, my beloved brothers in Islam, is having complete love for Allah and His Messenger, and for His Sharia, and for His religion, and for the people of La ilaha illallah. and to be obedient to Allah and His Messenger. This love, this is part of the condition of La ilaha illallah. To love Allah and His Messenger and His Sunnah and His Sharia more than anything else. This is from the conditions of La ilaha illallah. Allah says regarding the mu'minun, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who believe, they are strong in their love of Allah. أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Their true love is not for the dunya, not for the fast things of this life, but they have powerful and strong love for Allah and His Messenger. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said three things. Whoever has them, he will taste the sweetness of faith. He will taste true faith. One, that Allah and His Messenger are more beloved than anything else to him. And number two, that he loves others, or he loves another only for the sake of Allah. He loves others only for the sake of Allah. True faith, true love only for Allah and His Messenger, and loving others only for the sake of Allah. And number three, to fear returning back to kufr as one fears being thrown into a fire. This hadith is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim. So this love for Allah and His Messenger and His Sharia and His Sunnah, this is a condition. This is the part of the teeth that will make La ilaha illallah the key that will open the door of paradise. And from the conditions of La ilaha illallah is qabool, is acceptance, completely accepting with one's heart, one's tongue, and one's limbs, complete submission and surrender to the sharia of Allah and obedience to His rulings without resistance. Without resistance. This is what qabool means. Not having resistance to the command of Allah and His Messenger. When the call for the salah comes, one eagerly goes to salah. When it is finished, he awaits the next. He's eager and hastens to answer the command of Allah, not resisting it in his heart. This is from the condition of qabool. Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا لِمُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةَ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It is not for a believer, whether male or female, if Allah and His Messenger have decreed a thing for in an affair, to have any choice in the matter. It is not for a person, a believer, man or woman, to question the command of Allah and His Messenger, to have doubt about it, and to have their own choice, to turn away from the decree of Allah and His Messenger for their own desires. This is not qabool. Not surrendering to the sharia of Allah, having doubts about why Allah has commanded what He has in the Qur'an of His rulings. So tawheed of belief must be followed by tawheed of action. Tawheed of belief, true belief in La ilaha illallah, must be followed by fulfillment of the implication of La ilaha illallah in our action. And then it must be followed by istiqamah, struggling to stay upon La ilaha illallah throughout one's life. Uprightness and obedience. For aqidah in belief is not accepted without aqidah in action. It cannot be. Aqidah in belief cannot be true if it is not followed by true aqidah in action, true action in accordance to this aqidah. So the true person of La ilaha illallah, the feelings in his heart, in the depth of his heart, in the depth of his conscience, he's attached to Allah alone. The hukum is for Allah. The commands are for Allah. The prohibitions are for Allah and for no one else. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, O Ummah of Islam, O Ummah of La ilaha illallah, we are a nation that believes that rule belongs to Allah alone. We do not compete with Allah for ruling. We do not seek to compete with our Lord for the ruling. This deen, the deen is given complete control over our desires, over the overpowering of the nafs and its trappings, the ambitions. Islam is the constitution of this ummah, and its system and affairs, and the source of its honor and greatness. Humble to its Lord, obedient to its Creator, surrendered and submissive to the sharia of Allah. This is the ummah of La ilaha illallah. Allah says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَدَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. But know by your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they cannot have faith. They cannot have faith. Allah says, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ until they make you the judge in all affairs. They turn to Allah to be the judge in all of their affairs, to judge between their disputes. And then they find no resistance in their souls. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجٍ. They don't find resistance. They submit completely to their Lord, their Creator, their loving Rub of the world. They submit to Him. And they find no resistance to your decisions, but they accept it with full conviction. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the conditions of La ilaha illallah is that we should love the people of La ilaha illallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man salla salatana wa istaqbala qiblatana wa akala dhabihatana fa dhalika muslim alladhi lahu dhimmatullahi wa dhimmatu rasulihi fala tukhfu Allah fi dhimmatihi." The one who eats, the one who prays with us and faces the Qibla of the Muslims, and he eats the slaughter that we slaughter, then he is a Muslim, and he is in the protection of Allah and His Messenger. So the Prophet said, do not betray Allah's protection and the Messenger's protection. It is not right for one to declare another Muslim a disbeliever for sins that he has done without a nus from the Quran or the Sunnah. It is a great slander and a great calumny to declare believers who say La ilaha illallah to be disbelievers without evidence from the Quran and Sunnah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in a hadith that is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim, إِذَا قَالَ الرَّجُلُ لِأَخِيهِ يَا كَافِرُ فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِهِ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنْ كَانَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُ كَافِرُ فَهُوَ كَافِرُ وَإِلَّا رَجَعَ إِلَى مَنْ قَالَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, any Muslim who says to his brother, you, O disbeliever, then one of them is guilty of it. And he said, if the one who he said it to is a disbeliever, then he is. And if not, his words come back upon him. His words come back upon him. And the scholars, the people of knowledge, they say, what does it mean that his words come back upon him? Some of them say that what it means is anybody who makes it permissible to declare other people as disbelievers, he himself has become a kafir. And other scholars, they said that what it means is that there's a great sin that returns upon him. A one who calls his Muslim brother a kafir, it's a great sin, and the sin will lead him down the path of disbelief. So this is from the rights of La ilaha illallah. And all of these meanings are correct. So my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah and adhere to the truths of La ilaha illallah. Hold in honor its obligations and hold strictly to its conditions. And follow Islam and you will find success and happiness in this world and in the afterlife. And Allah has commanded us to send peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم يا فوز المستغفرين.